today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salam alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special. I invite you to be with this program. We're going to speak about dignity in Islam.
You could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.
Today, Thursday, is the 7th of Sha'ban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment of today's special by recitation of chapter Al-Fatir, verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه والذين يمكرون السيئات لهم عذاب شديد وَمَكْرُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُوَ يَبُورُ.
Whoever desires honor through power, then to Allah belongs all honor. To Him ascends good speech, and righteous work raises it. But they who plot evil deeds will have a severe punishment, and the plotting of those, it will perish.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The real glory is with Allah, not with people, and it is found under the light of faith and righteous deed. Since it is only the pure essence of Allah that is mighty, else because of their limitation, all creatures can be defeated. Therefore, the whole glory belongs to Him. And whoever obtains any glory, it is from the endless ocean of His blessing. Today's special end. Allah is the source of dignity and honor. Allah says if you want dignity, you must be aware that it belongs to Him. And the means of ascending to that source is by rising up. You cannot aspire to connect to Him and have izzah by being stagnant. You must move and ascend. This is done by proper beliefs and a proper understanding of your position, where you come from, what your Creator expects of you, and what your future holds. In a sense, every person is identical to his or her belief, and the actions are helpers enabling one to move upwards, like a person who lives in a building with 100 floors. To access the top floor, he will go into the lift, press the button, and go up. What is rising is the person. It is the lift that helps him rise. His beliefs are the key that to that rise. And righteous conduct help the beliefs rise further. We must therefore invest in our belief, and then our iman will produce righteous conduct. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with self-esteem in Islam. So we find that this self-esteem is one of the important conditions of liberating oneself from the bounds and chains of being in the danger and in the prison of, for example, carnal desires or being very much attached to this transitory worldly life. According to Imam Ali alayhi salam, إِلَهِ كَفَى بِعِزًّا أَنْ أَكُونَ لَكَ عَبْدًا وَكَفَى بِفَخْرًا أَنْ تَكُونَ لِي رَبًّا. O God, it's enough honor for me to be your servant, and it's enough for me as an honor that you are my Lord. I mean, the Arabic original is really very poetic and beautiful. How I wish we had Imam Ali's English translation of his own discourse. In this connection, it must be indicated that based on this apothegm of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we can find that it's derived, I mean, based on at least three Quranic indications or Quranic fragments. One of them is that وَلَا يَحْسُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ إِنَّ الْعِزَّةِ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. O Prophet, you shouldn't be worried because of what other people might say about you, because إِنَّ الْعِزَّةِ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا, because grandeur is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the all-hearing, all-knowledgeable. Another Quranic fragment is this: مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Whoever wants grandeur, I mean sublime station, this sublime station is associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, is available just before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Praise is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all divine grandeur and sublimity. He is more sublime than can be described or designated.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
In this part, we look at Imam Hussein and dignity. Imam Hussein and his companions has a unifying message for all of us to uphold the high principles of human dignity and justice. A person who has dedicated his entire life in obedience to Allah by no means would pay allegiance to an oppressor like Yazid. There would be no value in his life even if he spent all of it worshipping Allah without his dignity and honor by having to pledge allegiance to an oppressor. Imam Hussein regarded dignity as an essential part of living. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, said Imam Hussein was a symbol of honor. And because he firmly withstood, he was also a symbol of dignity. It is the honor and dignity attributed to Imam Hussein. Some people might say something but never stand for what they say and retreat. These people cannot take pride in what they say.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا
رب. On the continuation of today's special, Tips of Dignity and Respect. Today's tip, don't let negatively creep in. Do not allow negatively to make a room in your life, be it for certain things, a certain people. Not everyone and everything can cater to your interests, and that's fine. Learn not to hold on to negativity and let everything go away. Another tip is communicating with respect. When you are communicating with others, it is important to have the same respect towards them as they have for you. Even if they aren't doing the same, you try to speak with as much respect as possible.
Of your honor and dignity and karama. We always think there are enemies out there trying to take away our honor and dignity. But you'd be surprised to know that the number one enemy who can take away your dignity and honor is not some outside enemy. It's not even the shaitan. It's you yourself. The most one who can take your dignity and honor is you yourself. And this is the word of caution. This is the warning. We have to be very careful not to allow ourselves to take away our own honor and dignity. And hence we have this hadith from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. مَا أَقْبَحَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ رَغْبَةٌ تُذِنُ. How embarrassing, the Imam says, or how ugly it is for the believer, for a mu'min, to have a desire which humiliates. We all have desires in our lives. Allah created us with needs and desires. But the problem is, when we allow these desires to blind us and to take away our honor and dignity. You know, an Arabic saying says, صاحب الحاجة أعمى. The one who has a need becomes blind. You can't think properly. You think as if you only exist in this world and my problems are the only problems that exist in this world. Hence you become blind. You start making mistakes and these mistakes take away your honor and dignity. But as for the true believers, they never show that they have a need. They never show. For example, the Quran, when describing the poor believers, mu'mineen, who are faqir, who are poor, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states? يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. When those people who do not know them, they look at them, they don't think they're poor. Because they're so sensitive and protective of their honor and dignity, they do not show to anyone that they have a need. This is a great quality that the believers have. And Allah loves those people who are not blinded by their desires and not blinded by their needs.
That was all for today's special. We were speaking about dignity in Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic. But till then, we'll leave you in Allah the Almighty's protection.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha. إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي الإمام
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي